Viruses are considered non-living particles, although there is some debate in the scientific community as to whether they are living or not, because they do exhibit one key characteristic of life, which is reproduction. So viruses do reproduce. However, they're considered non-living because they can't reproduce on their own. They do require the host cell's machinery to actually produce reproductions of the viral particle. So because the viruses are considered non-living, they don't fall under the Linnaean classification system, which we use to classify all living things. So they do not belong to any of the six kingdoms of life that we've learned about so far. However, that does not mean that viruses can't be classified, and in fact, a classification has been developed for viruses that have levels of organization or taxa, and this classification system does group viruses into the levels including order, families, genera, and species. So there are species of virus, but they're not living things. This is just a tool that is used to group them together to identify them. And the classification of viruses is based on different facts. So some of it is based on morphology, so their structure, their shape, their length. Other viruses are classified based on their genetic material. So some viruses use DNA as their genetic material, while other viruses have RNA as their genetic material. And another way that viruses are classified is based on the type of hosts they is based on the type of hosts that they infect. So some viruses are only capable of infecting one type of host, for example, humans or pigs or tobacco leaves, whereas other viruses are capable of infecting multiple different types of species. And as I said earlier, viruses are actually capable of infecting animals, plants, even bacteria. So viruses are very, they vary in terms of how they act, how they look, and the effects that they cause on their hosts. So based on the current classification system, over 4,000 viral species have been identified and classified so far. And it's likely that there's many hundreds of thousands more. They're just so small and capable of existing in any type of environment in theory that it's very difficult to find them and identify them. In terms of the phylogeny of viruses, there are phylogenetic trees that have been developed for some viruses, and it has been shown that some viruses have evolved from others and share common ancestors. And in fact, the origin of viruses has been hotly debated in scientific communities. One theory that's been put forward is that viruses originated as cells, actually, infectious cells such as bacteria, that over time lost their cytoplasm and their ability to reproduce and evolved into these simple structures that we know as viruses today. Other theories have postulated that viruses were actually the precursor to life and that cells evolved from viruses. But there's no general consensus in the scientific community at this point as to where viruses came from.